little more than a year ago, a large crowd of orange-clad fans filled the courtyard at the Illini Union to its capacity to watch the Illini's Final Four games. On this particular Sunday, the scene at the courtyard is remarkably similar, except this time, the crowd proudly beams cherry red. Meet the fans of the South Korean World Cup soccer team, who pack the courtyard for their team's match against France. The entire room is red, except for a small contingent of French fans huddled near the front of the room. The Koreans sport red t-shirts, red bandanas, red face paint, occasionally even glowing red devil horns. U of I student Won Suk-han says he has friends and family in South Korea who are up watching the same World Cup game, even though there it's 4 a.m. He says Korea has always loved soccer, but it became obsessed with the game when they made the Cup semifinals in 2002.
It's another event that just gathers people around even though everything goes bad to make it happy.
U of I student Ishan Savavi is not from Korea, but he wears a South Korean soccer shirt and cheers for the team anyway. Savavi avidly defends his sport and his love for this year's Cup.
When it's World Cup time, it's all about soccer. Or football. There is no soccer. Who said soccer?
Savavi came to the U.S. from Iran, where he says soccer is the most important and popular sport. In fact, it's indisputably the king of sports in most other countries. Savavi claims he hasn't missed 1 minute so far.
It's going great. There have been some upsets that makes the World Cup so amazing because you don't always know what's going on. There have been some good games, there have been some ties, a little bit of disappointment here and there, but that's all about the game. You have it all. That's why you like the game.
The whistle blows and a flurry of applause greets the start of the match. But disaster quickly strikes for the Koreans. A French forward darts between the Korean defense and flicks the ball into the net. It's 1-0 France. Every minor play in the field feels like a major event with the audience. In American football, an offsides penalty is rarely met with applause. But in football, offsides will often be met with people jumping out of their seats and shouting passionately at the screen. As the game wears on, the crowd grows anxious. The crowd fluctuates in noise as the ball gets closer and closer to the goal. A Korean player takes a shot that just goes over the goal. And finally, 81 minutes into the match, a Korean shot finds the net. The match is tied, and Korea goes nuts. The South Koreans and French proceed to a 1-1 draw, but it almost feels like a win for the Koreans. In South Korea, thousands of people begin cheering and dancing on the streets of downtown Seoul. Soccer may be celebrated across the world, but in the United States, it's shadowed by many other sports. Ishan Savavi says soccer to U.S. fans doesn't match up to football, basketball, baseball, or even auto racing and golf.
Maybe because we have so many different sports that are so huge in this, you know, in this country, maybe they take a little bit of distraction, they take a little bit of, you know, that popularity away from soccer, that's part of it, but it's growing pretty fast.
Local resident and France supporter Francois Tugol has a different take.
I think that Americans are very proud of themselves. They don't want to do things like other people. They just want to distinguish themselves from the rest of the world.
Back in Champaign, the Korean fans begin their own modest celebration and start talking about the next match. Local fans say they'll be seated and ready in the same place when Korea faces Switzerland in their final game of first-round play Friday. The game is nationally televised, of course, but if you want a taste of how the game feels overseas, join the fans at the Illini Union. I'm Andy Seifert, AM 580 News.